Well, it's a great joy to be back on your campus again.
再有一次回到你们的校园是一个大的喜乐。
And I was trying to remember how long ago it was when I had this privilege.
我在追想到底是几年前我来到贵校呢？
Now, how many of you were with me at the Discipleship Congress two or three days ago?
上个星期有多少同学有参加我们的这个培训呢？
See your hands? Okay, most of you. Super.
Okay, 大部分的同学都有参加。
All right, I do not want to repeat anything.
我不要重复我讲过的任何的东西。
Now, however,
但是
the last time I was with you, my text was the same text that I'm choosing today.
但是上一次跟你们一起分享的时候，跟今天要分享的经文还是同一段的经文。
And if I'm blessed to ever come again, it may be the same text the third time.
所以有第三次的话，也许我还是会用同样的一节的经文。
And there's a reason for that.
当然有一个很好的原因。
We have a joke in Texas.
在德州我们有一个笑话。
That if you're a good pastor,
如果你是一个好的牧师，
you tell your congregation what you're going to say,
你可以告诉你的会众你要讲什么，
then you say it,
你就这样讲，
and then you tell them what you just said,
你再一次告诉他们你刚刚说什么。
Because we want to get it in our minds and our hearts.
因为我们希望这个信息呢，不单到你的头脑，也到你的心中。
Now, the Word of God is filled with love and wisdom and power.
今天神的话语照样是有能力、有智慧、有爱。
And we're told in Hebrews it's quick and powerful, more powerful than any two-edged sword.
我们在希伯来书也看到神的话语是比任何的两刃的剑还要利。
And so I'd like for everyone to join me in a psalm that's written by Moses.
所以邀请大家今天我们一起再来看摩西所写的诗篇。
And, I asked Dr. Shao a few moments ago because he's the Old Testament expert.
刚刚我也问了邵院长，因为他是旧约专家。
I believe this is the only one that we have from Moses.
我想这应该是摩西一生里面唯一的一篇的诗篇。
And I want to focus on verse 12.
我们要注意来看第十二节诗篇九十篇。
Now Moses lived a long time. Moses lived a long time.
摩西他的寿命很长。
And he had a tremendous ministry from the age of 80 to about 120.
所以他大概从80岁到120岁的时候，他有一个非常灿烂的一个服事。
And I just turned 70, so I'm hoping the ministry can get started for me a little quicker.
我刚刚满70岁，我希望说我的侍奉还能够再加强。
Now, here's the verse.
就是这一节的经文第十二节。
It's like a prayer.
好像一个看起来是一个祷告。
He's speaking to God.
他是对神说的。
Teach us to number our days.
求你指教我怎样数算自己的日子。
Now what does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Teach us to pay attention to the days in our lives that are passing.
我们要注意，也就是我们一生里面我们所经历的这个日子。
One of the men that discipled me taught me a very important principle.
这边我们讲到门徒训练的时候有一个非常重要的原则。
When you're out of time,
当你没有时间的时候，
you're out of life,
那么你就没有生命。
Now, if you give somebody your time,
如果你把自己的时间给另外一个人，
to disciple them,
你来把他训练为你的门徒，
like Barnabas did the young Saul of Tarsus.
好像巴拿巴和扫罗的这个关系一样。
Our young Saul of Tarsus did as he became known as Paul.
当这个扫罗后面他，我们也比较认识他是保罗。
And he gave extensive time to Timothy and to four others.
保罗本身也就把很多的时间放在提摩太还有其他四位的同工的身上。
Titus, he even called, like Timothy, he called him my son.
所以呢，包括提多，保罗也称他为儿子。
Actually, we think there are seven people that Paul discipled.
其实我们觉得应该有七位是保罗所栽培的人。
And Demas was his great disappointment.
可能其中一个呢，就迪马，也许是给他最失望的。
But the man that was training me said, Billy, keep in mind that life is short.
那位培训我的人对我说， Billy, 你要记得我们的人生很短暂。
And measure the activities in your ministry very carefully.
所以呢，你所做的这些侍奉，你要好好的来衡量。
Because the days will go by and the years will go by swiftly.
因为这些日子呢，很快就如飞而逝。
Now when you're at your age, it doesn't feel that way.
可能你们现在年轻，不感觉如此。
But he and I feel this way.
但是我们都有同感。
All right. So, as you get to be older, it feels like even the days are shorter.
当你年纪越大的时候，你就感觉时间走得越快。
And you want to be a good steward of the years that God has given you.
所以我们呢，对神所给我们的年日，我们要做一个好的管家。
And I think this is basically what Moses is trying to teach us.
我想这是摩西基本要告诉我们的。
Now the translation I'm using says, teach us to number our days carefully.
这边说我们要细心的来数算我们的日子。
So that we may develop wisdom in our heart.
好像我们在心中我们能够有这个智慧的心。
I don't think there's any culture historically.That connects with wisdom any better than the Chinese culture.
我相信在所有的文化群体的当中，应该是中国的文化呢最讲究这个智慧的。
And it is wise to value wisdom.
也就是讲到我们要珍惜这个智慧。
And that's why you'll find later when you reference it, Proverb 4.
所以当我们看这个箴言第四章的时候
，King David is saying to his son Solomon，
大卫也对他的儿子所罗门说
，Get wisdom before you get anything else。
在你要得其他东西之前，你要先得智慧。
Now I want to try to make this exceedingly practical。
我要把这个讲得非常的实际。
And since we're in a teaching institution，
当然我们在一个学习的一个学院的当中。
Forgive me if I try to teach you something.
请赦免我，如果我要教你一件东西。
When you preach,
当你讲道的时候
or when you teach,
或者你教导的时候
remember that your congregation will have a short memory.
你要记得你的听众，他们的这个记忆力不是很强的。
Would all of you agree with that?
你们都同意吗？
Military in the United States,
在美国的这个军队的里面
spent quite a bit of money to study memory loss recently.
他们最近呢花很多钱就在研究人怎么会失去他的记忆力。
And a scientific report was issued.
所以他们就有发表这样的一个研究的结果。
And I would suggest you write this down so you won't forget it.
我建议你把它写下来，以至于你不会忘记。
The average North American,
所以北美的平均的美就是一般的人
forgets 90-95% of what they hear within 72 hours.
在72小时之内呢，就忘记他们所听的90%的东西。
The average church in the United States,
在美国一般的教会的当中
has pastors that study an average of 28 hours a week in sermon preparation.
每一个牧师，很多牧师，他们每一周都用28个小时的时间来准备他们的讲章。
Now that's a significant figure for me to give you.
其实这是一个很重要的数据。
And I want you to look at me and think with me for a moment.
我要你看我，然后我们一起来思想。
Okay. If you're going to give your life to preaching and teaching and training,
如果你的一生也就是要来做传道。要服侍，要讲道教导。
Then you need to carefully consider how to help your people remember what you're saying.
你就要帮助你的信徒或者你的会众如何能够记得你所教导他们的。
Does that make sense?
这有意义吗？有意思吗？
You want them to walk away remembering what God wants them to know.
你希望他们离开的时候，他们还记得上帝要他们做什么
？Why did Jesus teach in parables？
为什么耶稣用比喻来教导人呢
？Because it was the best way to ensure that people through the years and even the centuries would remember what he said。
也就是当耶稣用这个比喻来教导人的时候就能够保证很多人很久，甚至于几百年之后都还会记得他的教导。
Now。 In Texas, we think this is a Chinese saying.
在德州，我们认为这是一句中国人所说的话。
And we could be wrong.
也许我们错了。
But we accredit it to China.
但是我们说这是从中国来的一句话。
A picture is worth a thousand words.
一个图画比一千个词更能够表达他所要说的。
Is that Chinese? I think it may be.
That's Texas.
Texas. Now, Jesus painted verbal pictures.
我们看到耶稣他讲话的当中，也就是让我们看到一幅的图画。
And typically when he was teaching and preaching, he didn't try to make three or four or five points like we do.
当耶稣讲到的时候，不像我们今天在一篇道里面有三四或者五个点。
He would just take one subject and drive it home.
耶稣就讲一个点，然后详细的来阐释。
And often he'll take two or three parables to give you the same subject at a little different angle.
通常他也会用两个不同的比方，从不同的角度来看同样的一个课题。
Now as I prayed about what I was to say to you today,
所以今天当我在祷告要跟大家分享什么的时候，
I really had to smile.
我真的要带着笑容。
Because when the Lord said, go back to the same text you used last time and do it again.
因为主对我说，还是回到上一次你已经讲过的经文。
I think the Holy Spirit was telling me y'all forgot what I said.
可能应该圣灵是告诉我说，你们上次听到的可能也都忘记了。
Now, I'm going to give you one story. I'm watching the time.
我有在看我们的时间，我要讲一个故事。
And if I can, I'll make it two stories.
如果不能的话，我还要讲两个故事。
But they're both going to say the same thing.
但这两个故事都要讲同一个信息。
Now, why am I doing that?
为什么我要这样做呢？
So that you'll never forget it.
好叫你们永远不会忘记。
Okay. Here's the story. It's a funny story.
这是第一个，是一个有趣的故事。
I was a little younger than most of you.
我比你们更多人呢更年轻一点。
I was a university student.
那个时候我是一个中学生。
But I felt called to do the Lord's work and I soon became a pastor.
但是我知道神呼召我，后面我做了牧师。
Now, the church I was pastoring, I told you about it at the Congress a little bit.
我所牧养的教会在上周的聚会当中我已经告诉过你们。
Do you remember how many members the church had?
那个教会有多少人呢？
Seven.
七个人。
Small church.
非常小的一个教会。
But I received a unanimous call.
但是他们是每个人都建议我来这个教会。
I knew that I did not know how to pastor these people.
我也知道说我不知道如何来牧养这七个人。
I was only 19 and the youngest person in the church was 65.
我那个时候只有19岁，他们最年轻的是65岁。
So I was in a difficult position.
所以我确实是在一个非常艰难的状况的当中。
And here's what I did.
这就是我怎么这样做。
I got on my knees and I asked God to help show me how do I pastor these people.
我就跪下来向神祷告，求神帮助我知道如何来牧养这一个小小的教会。
And he told me to go to a very busy pastor in our city.
他就指引我到我们的城市有一个很忙的一个牧师。
And this pastor was pretty eccentric.
这个牧师有他自己的一个个性。
The real intelligent ones sometimes are.
通常聪明的人呢都是这样。
And this one was very, very bright.
他也是非常聪明的一个牧师。
He went to seminary in Scotland.
他在苏格兰读神学。
He had 12 years in Greek and Hebrew.
他用十二年的时间研究希伯来文、希腊文。
And was considered a real Greek scholar.
人家都认为他是希腊文的一个专家。
He never took an English Bible to the pulpit, never.
他上台讲道的时候，从来不带一本英文的圣经。
He only preached from the Greek.
他只有从他的希腊文的圣经来讲道。
And if he was preaching from the Old Testament, only in Hebrew.
如果他是讲旧约，他就用希伯来文的圣经。
Sound good?
好不好呢？
He was a true student of the scriptures.
我们可以说他真是圣经忠实的学生。
And God knew that I needed what he could give me.
我也只相信神啊，他可以给我我所需要的。
He was probably 50.
他那个时候大概50岁。
I was 19.
我19岁。
So I went to the church and we'd never met.
我们以前从来没有见过面。
This took a little courage.
所以你需要一点勇气来见他。
And I knocked on his door.
我就敲他的门。
Now he normally had over 1,000 people in worship in any service on Sunday morning.
通常他每个星期的崇拜会至少要有1000人。
I had 7.
我只有7个人。
On a good morning. All right.
并且是一个好的早晨才有7个人。
So I knocked on his door and said, I am a young pastor. I'm a student at the university.
我就跟他说，我是一个非常年轻的牧者，我还是一个大学生。
I need an older pastor to disciple me.
我需要一个年纪比较大的来作为我的师父。
And to teach me what I need to know to lead my flock.
来教导我，我如何来带领我的羊群。
This was really funny.
这是非常的有趣。
He said, say it again.
他说，再说一次。
So I told the story to him again.
我就向他再说一次。
Now this actually happened.
这个真是真的发生。
He opened the door of his study.
他就打开了他的这个他自己的读书的那个房间。
And he had a pretty loud, authoritative voice.
他的声音也是蛮有权威又大的声音。
And the building was really quite big.
那个楼也蛮大的。
And he said, staff, like that.
Staff.他就说 staff.
6 people came running to his office.
他说就是我的同工，然后有6个人就跑过来。
They thought somebody was trying to hurt him.
因为他以为有人要伤害他。
And he looked at him. And he said, come in here for a minute.
他就对他们说，你来。
And then he pointed at me, said, young man.
他就指着我，这个年轻人。
Say it again.
你再说一次。
So for the third time, I said.
所以第三次我又说。
I'm a new pastor.
我是一个新的牧师。
I've only been a pastor for 2 months.
我只不过当了2个月的牧师。
I need an older pastor.
我需要一个比较年长的牧师。
With wisdom and experience.
有经验又有智慧。
To teach me how to lead my people.
来教导我，我怎么样来牧养我的羊群。
And to disciple me.
让我做他的门徒。
Like Paul did. Timothy.
就像保罗栽培提摩太一样。
And he said, staff, can you believe this?
他就对他的这些同工说，你可以这样，你可以相信吗？
He said, I'm 50 years old.
我50岁。
I've been pastoring for 25 years.
我已经牧会25年。
This is the first time in my life that anybody ever asked me to do what the Bible says we should be doing.
是我一生里面唯一的第一次有人告诉我说我应该做圣经里面这样教导我们该做的事。
I didn't think it was that strange.
我自己 不知道说我所讲的话原来是这么神秘。就在圣经里面。
And that's our book.
这也就是我们所读的书。
Amen? I was just doing what they did.
我只不过是按照圣经所说的来找他。
Now, the story gets better. He looks at me and he says, son.
他对我说，孩子。
We didn't even know each other.
那个时候其实我们不认识，他就对我说，儿子。
But he decided to adopt me.
但是他就决定要这个领养我。
And he said, son.
儿子。
From today forward.
从今天开始。
You be with me when I do a funeral.
我今天这个有举行这个出殡礼拜的时候，你会跟我在一起。
You be with me when I do a wedding.
如果我在举行婚礼的时候，你也跟我在一起。
You come here on Thursdays and I will teach you how to write sermons.
你每礼拜四来，我要教导你怎么写这个讲章。
And he said, do everything I tell you to do as carefully as you can.
然后你要非常细心的做每一样我告诉你的事情。
And I will disciple you.
我就会使你成为我的门徒。
Now, every one of you is going to need someone to love you and walk with you and disciple you.
我们当中每一个人也都需要有一个爱我们的人来培养我们，跟我们一起走。
And then, as you freely receive,
当你也白白的得到
，next you will freely give.
接下来你也要白白的舍去。
Got it?
有明白吗
？All right, now you're going to really get tickled.
现在呢，你就要发痒了。
I told you this man was eccentric.
我告诉你，这个人是很特别的一个人。
I just didn't tell you how eccentric.
但是我还没有告诉你他是如何的、有这种的怪癖。
Now, it's the biggest church in the city.
这是我们城市最大的教会。
It happened to be a Baptist church.
是一个浸信会。
Because it's in Texas.
因为是在德州。
In Texas, we have a joke.
在德州，我们有一个笑话。
You're either Baptist or you're ashamed.
Ashamed.
It's a joke.
你如果不是、一个、浸信会的信徒呢，那你就是一个可耻的人。
Truthfully, we have wonderful Methodist, Presbyterian, Assembly, all kinds of churches.、
其实在德州我们有不同的宗派。
But there are 7,600 Baptist churches in Texas.
但在德州呢，有7,600个浸信会的教会。
And this was a big one.
并且他所牧养的是一个大的教会。
More important than being big, it led...The entire area in evangelism.
啊，他不但大，他是带领这个整个城市呢来做这个布道的工作。
And they were baptizing 100-300 people per year.
所以他们每年呢，他们所施洗的人是算百的。
Do you like that?
你要不要呢
？Heaven likes it.
我相信天上会喜欢这样。
The scripture says the angels in heaven rejoice over one who becomes a Christian.
因为圣经说，如果有一个人悔改，在天上的使者他们都要高兴快乐。
And I knew with only 7 members, I really needed to know how to reach people for Christ.
我只有七个、这个、教会里面只有七个人，他们真需要知道怎么样去传福音。
Now get ready to smile.
你要准备要笑。
You may think this is crazy.
也许你认为这是疯狂。
I thought it was crazy.
我那个时候也觉得这可能是一个疯狂的事。
He said, "Here's my first assignment for you."
这是我给你的第一个功课。
He said, "In our city,"
在我们的城市里面
，there are a number of people who cannot go to church on Sunday.
啊，有很多人礼拜天不能够到教会来。
So we have a service for them on Saturday.
所以我们礼拜六就为他们开了一个崇拜会。
And he said, "I used to be an alcoholic."
他说我有那个时候我是一个酗酒的人。
And he said, "Many people in the city know that I have been sober now for." Over 25 years.
啊，但是呢，现在全城的人都知道我已经有25年不酗酒了。
Well, I didn't know that.
哦，我不知道他是这样。
But God helped him, and that was wonderful.
但是神帮助我。
Now, will you have people in the cities where you minister that have that kind of history?
所以呢，你可以去帮助在这个城市里面有同样酗酒问题的人。
Is drinking a problem in the Philippines?
菲律宾这个酗酒是不是一个问题呢
？Or in China?
或者在中国
？No,
Philippines. Yes.
Yes. Just in the Philippines, not in China. All right. Now,、he said, "Billy, we have a ministry to alcoholics on Saturday."
他说 ，Billy， 我们这礼拜六呢有一个聚会是为这一些酗酒的人来举办的。
And he said, "It's going to seem very strange to you."
啊，可能你参加的时候你会觉得很奇怪。
Because it's a Bible study that meets every Saturday.
因为是每一周六他们都会聚集来读圣经。
Not at the church building.
啊，不是在这个教会的啊礼堂里面。
But at a local bar with pool tables.
所以呢，是在他们本地当地的一个酒吧里面，并且有这个台球桌的。
I said, "You're going to have it."A Bible study in the bar?
我就问他、啊、我们在酒吧里面那个查圣经吗
？He said it's the most successful evangelistic outreach of our church.
他说这是我们教会里面布道最成功的事工。
He said when you arrive there, you'll see Cadillacs, Lincoln Continentals, Mercedes, Porsches, everything.
你到那个酒吧的时候，你会看到所有的名牌的车都在那里。
And he said you're not to speak. I don't want you to even say a word.
你到那边的时候，我不要你讲任何一句话。
You are to be like a little mouse over in the corner.
你就像这个角房角的一只小的老鼠一样。
And he said the court judge of our city is a believer.
他说我们这个城市的一个、这个官员，他是一个信主的人。
And he will sit on a tall chair by the pool table.
啊，他是一个审判官，他会坐在一个比较高的凳子上面。
And all of the people in the city who are interested in becoming Christians and want to know more about God.
所以这个城市里面那些想更多了解福音的人。
Are invited to come there and sit around the pool tables and listen to him give a court case for the divinity of Christ.
他们呢都被邀请，他们可以坐在他的四周，他会跟他讲，在这个神的角度来说。
He's a lawyer.
他是这个人是一个律师。
And a leading judge.
他也是一个很出名的一个判官。
And he will have them cast their vote for whether Jesus Christ should be accepted as the Son of God or rejected.
所以他所讲的，也就是说，耶稣你应该接纳他，还是你应该拒绝他
？I sat there and listened.
我就这样听了。
I couldn't believe it.
我不敢相信。
The most influential lost people in the city were in that room.
这个城市最有影响力的人都在这个酒吧里。
And this godly judge had his Bible open on a pool table.
这个爱主的这个审判官。他就在这个台球桌上打开他的圣经。
He presented an absolutely amazing presentation on the deity of Jesus Christ.
他在那边就讲一个非常奇妙的这个有关于耶稣基督神性的信息。
And then he looked them in the eyes and he went around and pointed at them like this.
然后呢，他就眼睛对眼睛，一个一个指着他们。
Cast your vote.
你可以投票。
Cast your vote.
你可以投票。
It's heaven or hell.
你要上天堂呢，还是下地狱呢？
He said, if Jesus is who he said he is,
如果耶稣真是他所说的自己是谁，
and you call him a liar,
然后你说他是一个撒谎的人，
then that's your decision.
这是你的决定。
And the penalty, of course, will be judgment.
当然，你的后果也就是要受审判。
For eternity.
是永远的审判。
But if Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life,
但是耶稣基督如果是道路、真理和生命的话，
as he claimed to be,
就像他自己所说的，
and as his Father pronounced at his baptism,
就像天父在他受洗的时候所宣告的，
this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased.
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
If you believe that,
如果你这样相信，
and accept that by faith,
你也用信心来接受。
He will not only forgive your sins.
他不单单要赦免你的罪。
He will give you the strength and the guidance you need to get away from alcohol and drugs and clean up your life.
上帝呢也会接近你的生命，他会给你引导，让你怎么样离开这个酗酒的问题。
And then he quoted a verse like this.
然后他就引用圣经里面的一句话。
Therefore, if anyone accepts Jesus Christ, he becomes a new creature.
因此，在耶稣基督的里面，一个人相信耶稣，就成为一个新造的人。
The old things pass away.
旧的事情已过。
And new things come.
一切都变成新了。
Well, I watched a number of men give their lives to Christ that day.
我那天我就看到很多人，他们就把自己献身给主。
And I will never forget it.
我不会忘记那一天。
And they did it every Saturday.
他们是每一个周六都这样做。
So my pastor that's discipling me has me come and meet with him for coffee.
Has been having coffee with.
Yeah, having coffee.
所以这位训练我的牧师，我们也常常一起喝咖啡。
And he looks at me and he said, "What did you learn?"
他就对我说，你学习到什么
？I said, "This is what I learned."
我告诉他，这是我所学习的。
When Jesus told us in Matthew,
当耶稣在马太福音告诉我们
that we should fish for men.
我们要得人如得鱼。
You knew where the fish were.
你知道鱼在哪里。
And instead of trying to get the people to come to the church, you went to them.
所以不是叫人来到教会，而是你知道他们在哪里，你去哪里找他。
And he smiled.
他就笑了一下。
He said, "Now for your next lesson."
所以现在我们要进入第二课。
And he began to show me things.I needed so badly as a pastor.
我很非常需要东西呢，他就一一的告诉我。
Now, I'm going to go quickly to the second story.
我要快快地讲第二个故事。
Now, did y'all get that one?
第一个故事都记得吗？
When you go fishing for fish, go where they are.
你如果要去打鱼或者捕鱼的话，你要到有鱼的地方。
In the New Testament, we do not have any church buildings historically until about 170 or 80 years into church history.
原则上，我们从历史的角度来看，在教会，在历史教会历史八十年后才有所谓教堂。圣经里面看不到教堂。
We met in a home, or we met anywhere.
他们都是在家里或者任何一个地方一起聚集。
And it made it easy to get with the lost people because they felt comfortable.
这样呢，对那些世上的人，他们更有这个亲切感，或者更容易融入。
The gospel says go.
福音是说你要去。
And so we must not switch it and only think in terms of come.
所以我们不要把它转成你要来。
Now come is okay.
虽然来也是可以的。
But go is more powerful.
但是我们去，这是更有力量的。
And so the man who was discipling me, the pastor,
所以这位牧师他培训我的
said, Billy, out of all of the small groups that our church has,
Billy, 你看我们教会里面所有的这些小组
the one that meets at the bar with the pool tables,
也就是那一个小组呢就是在这个酒吧里面聚集的
where the fish are used to swimming,
那些呢都是以前的鱼呢都在那边
is by far the largest number of Christians that join our church.
很多也就现在都是我们这个教会的会友。
They're converted in their own environment.
他们在自己的环境当中来认识主。
Think about it.
我们再思想。
Now if you're going to apply your life to wisdom,
如果你要把你的生命用在智慧的事情上面
and your job,
你的工作
is to Witness and make disciples.
是要去见证主，要让人做主的门徒。
Fishing in a bathtub is very unwise.
我想你在你的这个浴缸里面要钓鱼，我想这是非常不聪明的。
Why?
为什么？
There are no fish there.
因为我们的浴缸里面没有鱼。
When we were driving here today, I was looking at thousands of people.
今天当我们在路上的时候，看到千万的人。
Oh, what an opportunity!
我会感觉有这么多的机会
for evangelism.
可以像来布道
And we need to equip the members of our churches to live and breathe the Great Commission.
所以呢，我们要训练我们的教会的信徒
to get up every morning.
他们要每个早上起来
thinking about and praying, Oh God, give me the chance.To share your love with someone today.
要想到也向神祷告说，今天你带领我去找一个人，向他们来分享你的爱。
Now, do we close at 12 or
12? It's okay.
Okay. Quick, the second story.
好，现在我们要快快讲第二个故事。
First story is someone discipling me.
第一个故事呢，是有一个人他培训我。
I'm a young pastor. They're an older pastor.
我是一个年轻的牧师，那个培训我的是一个年长的。
Now the story flips.
现在我们这个故事稍微转了一下。
Years later,
几年之后
my phone rings.
我的有人打电话给我。
And the man on the other line says, "You don't know me."
那个人对我说，你不认识我。
I'm a pastor.
我是一个牧师。
I've only been a pastor for a few weeks.
我只做了几个星期的牧师。
I'm scared.
我非常的害怕。
I've never pastored a church before.
因为我以前从来没有牧过会。
I'm in New Mexico.
我在这个 New Mexico 这个地方。
Which is a long way from Fort Worth, Texas.
离开这个 Fort Worth 还有一段的距离。
I'd say 600 or 700 miles.
大概有7000英里。
And he said, here's what happened. He said, I was the high school basketball coach.
他说我是一个中学篮球队的 教练。
He said, I'm 38 years old.
我38岁。
I've been a basketball coach for over 10 years.
我做这个教练大概有10年了。
At the high school in our city.
就在我们城市的一个中学里面。
Portales, New Mexico.
就在这个New Mexico 这个地方。
He said, my name is Jim Green.
他说我是 Jim Green。
He said, my church has about 500 members.
我们的教会大概有500人。
I didn't want to be their pastor.
我不愿意做他们的牧师。
I've never been to seminary a day of my life.
因为我还没有进过神学院一天。
But the pulpit committee for 2 years unanimously said I was to be their new pastor.
但是他们已经有两年决定说要我来做他们的牧师。
And finally, I believe God told me they're right.
结果呢，我认为他们听到神的这个声音是对的。
So I've left the high school.
我就离开这个中学。
I'm now the pastor and I don't even know how to baptize anybody.
我现在做他的牧师，怎么样给人家施洗我都不懂。
He said, would you please come to Portales and spend a week, 8 hours a day, teaching me how to pastor a church?
他说，牧师，你愿意不愿意来我们这个城市一个星期，每天八个小时，你教我怎么做牧师。
And he said, we'll keep it a secret.
并且呢，我们要保密。
And he said, I'll have you come to preach a revival meeting at night.
所以呢，我会安排你在晚上讲一个复兴的这个大会。
So my congregation will not know why you're really there.
这样呢，我们的会众呢就不知道你为什么会来我们教会。
I said, I'll come, but not alone.
我就对他说，我会来，但是不是单我一个人来。
Because your deacons need to, this is another Baptist church that has deacons.
他们是一个浸信会，所以他们也有执事。
It could be elders just as easily.
他们有执事，有长执。
Okay. I said, I need to bring a leading businessman.
我需要带一个非常有名的做生意的人。
Who is a powerful Christian witness.
他是一个非常强有力的一个见证人。
He has 2,000 verses committed to memory.
他背诵了2,000个经文。
He reads the Bible faithfully every morning.
每一个早上他都忠心的来读神的话。
He has 100 employees and is the president. He owns an oil company.
他有一个油公司，他有100个员工。
And I'm going to ask him to donate a week of his time to come and help me.
我也想请他奉献一周的时间来到你们这边。
I'll teach you.
我会教你一个人。
He'll teach your deacons.
但是他要教你们的执事。
Oh, he said, man, this is wonderful.
这个太好了。
All right. I call the businessman.
我就打电话给这个做生意的弟兄。
I want you all to listen real closely now. His name is Wayne Watts.
他的名字叫 Wayne Watts.
Methodist.
他是一个浸信会。
I'm Baptist.
我是浸信会。
I respect this man so much, he's one of the men who's discipled me.
我非常尊重这个人，因为他也是培训我的一个师父。
He was 25, 30 years older than me.
他比我大大概25岁。
And his time was worth about $1,000 an hour.
所以呢，他的时间非常宝贵，大概一个小时是1000美元。
No church could afford him.
教会呢都请不起他。
And he donated a full week of his time to go help the deacons of this church.
他就奉献一周的时间来帮助这个教会。
Now that's the kind of church members you want in the future.
这个呢，也就是你将来的教会里面你所要的信徒。
Who love God more than money.
他们爱神过于爱钱。
Amen? No, no, come on. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Now, Wayne Watts traveled all the way to New Mexico with me.
所以呢，他就跟我一起来到New Mexico.
And I took the pastor every morning.
我每一个早上就跟这个牧师讲话。
Wayne took 2 deacons.
他就跟两个执事讲话。
And we trained them in how to have a disciple-making, evangelistic, Bible-believing church.
我们就教导他们怎么样让教会能够成为一个相信圣经，并且呢能够栽培门徒的教会。
It was exciting.
是非常很有兴趣。
And the church began to grow.
这个教会就开始增长。
And the pastor met with one man on Monday, another on Tuesday, another on Wednesday.
所以这个牧师本身也就是每一天针对一个人。
And his deacons began to meet with different new Christians to disciple them.
他的这两个指示也开始个别来栽培其他的人。
And just as an aside, this is not important, but it's an aside.
另外我们讲一件事情。
Materials are helpful if you've never done it before.
如果这些所谓资料材料，如果你之前你自己没有，当然是很重要。
And the materials that this wonderful seminary has helped translate.
我们这次所用的也是我们的神学院帮助他们翻译的。
And the whole Chinese-speaking world is going to feel the impact of it.
我相信呢，整个所谓华人的教会会得到这个影响。
They are the exact same materials that were used in the church in New Mexico.
我们给他们的在 New Mexico 的东西，也就是你们在培训当中所得到的。
And here's what happened.
结果什么事情发生呢？
I have 5 minutes.
我只有五分钟。
Okay. I received another phone call.
又有一个人打电话给我。
About 2.5 years have passed.
已经两年半过去了。
That pastor says, Billy, I haven't talked to you in 2.5 years.
那个打电话给我的牧师说啊，牧，我已经两年半没有跟你讲话了。
Can I catch a plane and fly to Fort Worth and speak to your board of directors?
我可以打飞机到你们的城市，跟你们的这个长执会讲话吗？
He said, I'd like to make a report.
我要做一个报告。
I said, you, we would be honored to have you. Please come.
我就说我们非常欢迎你过来。
Now, get ready to smile.
所以我们要准备要微笑。
He arrived.
他就来了。
We had all our board at a hotel.
我们都就在一个酒店见面。
He walks up to the, to speak at the platform.
他就来到台上讲。
And he said, he looked at us like this.
他就这样的 瞪着我们看。
He said, disciples making ruined our church.
他说所谓这个门徒训练呢毁掉了我们的教会。
I said, pastor, how could it? It's in the New Testament.
我就问这个牧师，牧师是什么事情发生，怎么可以会这样呢？在圣经里面不是这样教导我们吗？
He had a great sense of humor.
其实呢他是非常幽默的一个人。
So he pulled his head back and he smiled.
然后他又站直，然后他笑着说
：“He said, do you want to know how it ruined our church?
你想知道怎么样来毁掉我们的教会呢
？”He said, 2.5 years ago, I had 12 deacons.
他说在两年半之前，我们有12个执事。
And he said, every one of them became a disciple maker.
现在他们每一个都成为栽培别人的人。
And he said, 5 of them.
有其中有五位。
Out of 12.
在这十二位当中的五个
have sold their farms and ranches and businesses.
他们就把他们所有的农场他们的这个这个生意都卖掉
and all 5 are headed for seminary.
他们五个都进神学院受培训
to become missionaries and pastors.
他们要做牧师要做宣教士
and he said now our church only has 7 deacons.
因此呢现在我们教会只有七个执事
and he said that's howDisciple making is ruining our church.
这就是我所说的这个所谓栽培门徒呢毁掉我们的教会。
And then he said, everything you taught us works.
但是你们所教导我们的每一件事情都是有功效的。
Go and help other churches learn to do it.
你要去再帮助其他的教会这样做。
And he said, I had no seminary training.
他说我自己没有所谓神学院的培训
But I learned that love
但是我学到爱
And simply preaching, teaching and training
也就是要教导、传讲还有训练
Has won the hearts of our people
也就是能够得到人的心
And he said I read every book I can find to try to learn how to be a better pastor
我读了所有教导人怎么做好牧师的书。
Now I want to say this to you as we close.
当我们要结束的时候，我要告诉大家。
You can either waste your life in ministry.
你在你的侍奉当中，你可能就浪费掉你的一生。
By trying to trace every new idea that comes.
也就是说，你有什么新颖的东西，你就试着。
And there are many of them.
当然还有是不是很多新的东西
Somebody's inventing one all the time.
因为一定有人又造出一些什么新的东西
But if you'll do what Billy Graham did,
但是如果你按照哥佩里他所做的
When he preaches,
当他讲道的时候
He says the Bible says.
他会这样说圣经说
Keep it simple.
就是很简单
Keep it honest.
要非常的诚实
And the Lord will give you the power.
上帝就会给你能力
Teach the word.
要教导圣经。
And have small groups that do a good job of it.
也可以让这些小组他们来学习。
But listen and think now.
但是现在你要听又要思想。
When you read the Gospels.
当你读福音书的时候。
And Robert Coleman has done an excellent job explaining this.
Coleman 他有好好的帮我们解释。
You will discover that Jesus spent more time.
你会发现耶稣用更多的时间
training future leaders.
来训练将来的领袖。
Notice the word training.
我们注意这个词，训练或者培训。
And notice how Paul followed his example.
我们也看看保罗他的这个榜样。
Working with individuals,
也就是个别的栽培
and loving them,
爱他们
and giving them your time,
把你的时间给他们
let them watch your example,
让他们看你自己的榜样
and they'll grow 10 times quicker,
他们也会学习的十倍的快
make disciples,
我们要使人成为主的门徒
That was the last command we were given.
这是主所给我们的那最后的这个使命。
So if you want to invest your life wisely,
所以你要在你的一生里面好好的投资的话
in Christian ministry,
就是在投资在侍奉的当中
make disciples.
你要去栽培门徒。
Amen?
Amen.
I'll preach it again the next time I come.
下一次来我还是要讲同样的事情。
Thank you.
谢谢。